0 seconds of 10 minutes and 0 seconds. Pause recording. Button. 0 seconds of pause recording. Button.
Well, it would seem Audio Boom haven't fixed the problem where if you swipe to the time remaining bit, it should tell you that it's ticking down, but oh well.
0%. Adjust. Play. Button. Publish. Pause recording. Button.
Hello everyone, it's me, Sean91 here. How are we all doing? Just thought I'd make an update and see what everyone's up to and tell you what I've been up to or what I haven't been up to. Still having problems maintaining a good enough sleep pattern, but as unhealthy and annoying as it is, it's as if I've gotten used to the fact that I'll never, well, and I won't say never, but at the moment I won't have a proper good night's sleep. And I did go to bed last night, but I didn't sleep very well, and ended up getting up about 7:30 this morning. And I don't feel too bad because I have actually slept within the last 24 hours. So, but I don't feel too bad. I feel a little bit heavy, but nothing. I'm not ready to drop. I could go and sleep if I wanted to, but I want to try and make it to a. If I end up falling asleep quite early, I'm going to try and stay there. But I don't know whether this has ever happened to you. It probably has once in your life, because it happens to everyone once in their life. A phenomenon called sleep paralysis. I've suffered from attacks of it. Well, basically, what it is, it's when it happens when you're either drifting off to sleep or waking up from the rapid eye movement stage of sleep, which is when you dream and when you have the most vivid dreams, one you can remember. The ones you can remember usually occur during rapid eye movement sleep. But anyway, sleep paralysis is a malfunction of that. I say malfunction because it happens when you're still awake, but the mechanism, basically the paralysis mechanism, is a protective measure which happens when you're dreaming. Except when you're dreaming, you're not aware of it. And it happens to stop you from acting out your dreams. Because I don't know about you, I wouldn't want to dream that I'm falling off of a skyscraper and find I'm actually trying to jump off the roof of the house. But there are some sleep disorders where that paralysis mechanism doesn't happen at all. And that's why you get people who sleepwalk. Because when they sleepwalk, they're dreaming about stuff and they're acting it out, basically, in the way of sleepwalking and automatic behaviour. You know, things that you might do during the day, like make yourself something to eat, like I said, walk, I've heard of a man who draws in his sleep, and he doesn't usually have a talent for it in the waking stage.
0 seconds of 10 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
I don't even know why I check. But he, in his sleep, he, as part of his condition, he's a really talented drawer, but he suffers from There's a name for sleepwalking, a scientific one, but I can't remember now. Oh yeah, parasomnia. That's it. That's the name of the condition, the sleepwalking one, where the paralysis mechanism isn't present when you're dreaming. But anyway, sleep paralysis is that paralysis mechanism that happens in your dream, but it happens when you're awake, when you're trying to sleep, or when you're just waking up from a dream, but your body isn't quite with it yet. I suffer from frequent attacks of that, mainly as I'm falling asleep. And they can be quite terrifying because, one, you can't move, and two, other parts of your brain become ridiculously active during sleep paralysis, one of them being something called the amygdala, which is the part of the brain that reacts to danger, that gives you that fight or flight mentality. Like when, say if someone comes up behind you and makes you jump by saying boo or something, that flinching is your amygdala sensing potential danger and making your body react to it. That becomes ridiculously active during sleep paralysis. It makes you paranoid, but even because it's so active, it'll create situations where you might be in danger, and these are in the form of hallucinations. Many people report seeing shadow figures who try and attack them or sit on their chest. Because in the reality of it is the respiratory muscles are slightly paralysed. They're not completely paralysed because you can still breathe, although it's sometimes quite laboured. Even your vocal cords get paralysed, so you can't speak or scream, or you can't open your mouth. All of your major muscles, basically, like your limbs, your head. Although you can actually force your head to the side, which actually brings you out of the paralysis, but it does go away of its own accord. Like you can just snap back into the fully waking stage at any random point. That's if you're willing to put up with it, which, now that I've learned the technique of forcing your head to your side to kickstart your brain into the waking state, when it comes on, I'm thinking I'm not putting up with this because, I've had quite a few bad experiences with the sensations and hallucinations and that. I'll tell you about this in another boo. Because I'm conscious about, I don't know how much time I got left, so I'll call this a part one, and I'll be with you guys again in a second. As we say in Wales, I'll do it now in a minute. Anyway, see you in a second.
Zero, play, publish.